Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We have often been told that we overemphasize the sovereignty of God and His predestined purpose. In my estimation, it is impossible to overemphasize that which is absolute and upon which all other activities depend. To do so would be like telling a man that since his heart is beating, he shouldn't overemphasize the need of breathing. The beating of the heart is dependent upon the intake of oxygen. So too do all of the activities of men have their basis in the outworking of the will of God. To deny that is to deny the very declaration of God Himself, who is not afraid of any overemphasis of His absolute predestination of all events, even to the outcome of a craps game in a back alley. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Thus Paul is a continual proponent of a God who does according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, whose hand cannot be stayed nor His actions brought into question. He states that he is an apostle by the will of God. Paul understood that those who inherit the kingdom of God, being afforded a station therein, obtain that standing not by the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The real aberration which is manifested in the so-called gospel preaching of our day is not the declaration of too absolute of a God, but the attempted emasculation of God in favor of a message which appeals to the corrupt flesh of men, giving them grounds upon which to establish their own righteousness. It was this very principle which plunged mankind into the darkness of death when Adam, by transgression, fell. It is this same emphasis on free will which impugns the glory of God, which He declared to Moses when He said, "I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." Apart from the sovereign prerogative of God to dispense mercy according to His sovereign pleasure, there is no basis upon which mercy can be considered. Mercy dispensed in response to something a man does or withheld according to the same is no mercy at all, but rather the payment of a debt. Grace must indeed be granted according to the good pleasure of God, completely without regard to good or evil, or it is not grace. Thus Paul declares his standing in the gospel as resting upon the promise of life, which is found in Christ Jesus. It is this promise of life from which all of the blessings, both temporal and eternal, flow to the sons of God, who were chosen in Him from before the foundation of the world. The English word promise appears in the New Testament 52 times. This promise of life is not some general declaration, but is a specific promise made to a particular person and all of those which are hidden in Him as their head and substitute. The promise of life is that which is given to Him who is the apostle and great high priest of those whose names are engraved upon His breastplate. We read that it is to Him that the promise is given. The benefits of that promise come to the sons of God through the Lord Jesus Christ alone, as He is in union with those who are the recipients of His mercy, and has ever stood as their covenant head. Any promise which is His directly benefits those who are in Him, having been chosen in Him from before the foundation of the world. Thus they have no grounds upon which to boast, nor can they, by comparing themselves to others, find any room to glory, except in the mercy of God. This is a promise of life, since the one to whom this promise is given is the life. All life springs from Him who made all things, but this promise has reference to a life which is not given to all, but rather to those included in the promise. We see the fruition and manifestation of this promise set forth in the Lord's Prayer in Gethsemane's garden as He prayed for His elect. "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me. For they are Thine, and all mine are Thine, and Thine are mine, and I am glorified in them." And then He said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out."
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.